And now we are going to start having a conversation with our jam master. And one of the things I want to ask her, just to situate if I'm alone, you know, there are some people who, they are not with me, if you understand what I'm saying. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about cycling. You know, cycling is a thing people do out of fun. And our good friends at Loop have such a dope 3-part series that we are calling the Loop Gravel Safari Series. Now, these are people who are, grit is the thing that they were born with. I didn't get that blessing, but I want to ask my guest, let's start there. Are you a cycler, a bicycler?
Hey.
Do you get on a bicycle? Did you learn when you were a kid?
I learned during COVID.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I learned and I actually cycled. I went to Hell's Gate and I cycled.
Wait, for real?
Yes.
You had never cycled before?
I had never. Oh, I did try as a kid.
Like when you were a kid,
I fell down
and
I gave up.
Yes.
But now my son was like, hey, mommy, see you ride a bike.
This reverse mentorship is a thing. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you that the second leg of the Loop Safari Gravel Series is here. It's taking place this Sunday, the 10th of March in E10. And it has breathtaking landscapes that you can also enjoy in Elgeyo Marakwet County. I'm still being convinced to learn how to cycle, much less on gravel. But let me tell you, last first series was in February in Tattoo City. And they did such an amazing job. I'll tell you about Team Amani, who are actually the winners. And I wonder if some of the things we're going to be discussing are things we can wear when people are cycling. And of course, now if you don't have context, I'm going to ask my guest to introduce herself and tell us, who are you?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure.
Si unajijua. You are a cyclist. Let's start there. You're obedient. You listen to what your son tells you to do.
Right? Awesome, mom.
Yes.
Thank you, June, for having me.
You're welcome, Diana.
My name is Diana Igandu. I am the founder of Lady Luck Shapewear.
Yes.
Yes. Who am I? That is such a hard question because I believe I keep changing. Every year, I'm someone different.
That's true.
That is true.
And that's true for many people. Who are you in 2024?
Who am I in 2024? I am a resilient woman.
Yes.
I am passionate about everything beautiful in life.
Mm-hmm.
I find myself to be very optimistic. I'm telling you, ata dola ikipanda.
Ai! Ata zakaya akija na tax 2, 475.
I'm very optimistic and I think that has really helped me grow in life and in everything that I do.
I like that answer, Diana.
Yeah.
I like that answer.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's jump into what is Lady Luck Shapewear and what did you have to go and study to decide that shapewear is a thing? Walk us through that journey.
Yeah. So Lady Luck Shapewear is a brand that's all about making women feel confident and feel beautiful with undergarments that helps with body shaping and just giving, you know, like comfort underneath so that the beauty can just shine through.
So there's a bit of a debate about whether shapewear is comfortable.
Mm.
You know, I totally get what you're saying about looking a certain way and feeling confident.
Yeah.
But is it always comfortable?
There's a trick to it.
Tell me.
Sizing and quality.
Yes.
So I can give you an example. If I go out of the house without wearing some shaping shorts, because I know most of you can't see me now, but I have like some big hips, you know. They rub together when I'm walking,
Yes.
And after giving birth, my tummy is a bit like jelly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if I don't wear my shapewear, I'm not comfortable.
Yes.
When I put it on, I feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. So yes, shapewear can be comfortable.
Okay.
So long as it's providing you the right solution, it's the right size, it's good quality, then you're good to go.
So it's like the way we're told, wear the right size of bra. The same applies for shapewear.
Yeah. And you know, for some people, if you don't wear a bra, you will actually not be comfortable.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So if you put on the right undergarment, then comfort follows.
Okay.
Yeah.
So walk us through your journey. When you first started, I mean, what did you study?
Yeah.
What made you sort of leave that line and decide to branch into entrepreneurship?
Yeah. So I went to Daystar University where I studied market PR, actually, public relations.
Yes.
And I remember one of the first gigs I did was like selling burgers and hot dogs.
Okay.
And I was hiding from my folks. I didn't want them to know I'm a lipa school
fees. Sasa ni mtu wa kuisa chakula.
Natengeneza burger. Yeah. But I remember one day I had to come clean with my dad.
Yeah.
And I told him, like, you know what? I'm doing this hustle. I'm selling some burgers and hot dogs. And he told me, you know, the beauty of what you studied is you can work anywhere, even in a morgue.
Yes.
Imagine he said that.
In a morgue.
Even in a morgue. I'm like, who gives that example?
I like your father's perspective. Let's call it that.
I know. Yes. And it's true because with my public relations, I can do it anywhere.
So PR was the base. PR you did the hot dogs and the hamburgers for like how long before
For a few years.
Yes.
Before the business went down.
Yes.
Yeah, I think actually my partner Vi have tried many businesses in the past.
Which that is have the greatest definition of an entrepreneur.
Yes.
Try, fail, get up again.
I'm telling you, we have done so many things.
Yes.
And now we feel like we have gotten the one thing that really speaks to our purpose in life.
Okay, this is going to be a very tongue-in-cheek question. Was it because we were eating a lot of hamburgers and hot dogs that now Chepware was necessary?
Imagine, no. Ni ile mambo ingine.
Ni ile mambo ingine. Ya batoto ba Mungu. Even that, even that is a beautiful thing.
Yes.
All right. We'll continue speaking to Diana Igandu, the co-founder of Lady Luck Shapewear. She's our Jam Master in studio today. If you have questions, if you've always wondered, where are they? How do you get a consult? How do you know if it's the right size? And who gave you this pressure? If you're doing it for the wrong reasons, we'll discuss all of those things. When we come back, it's time now for the business news with Yunia Amunga. Yunia, are you a customer?
For purposes of promotion, I think I can be a customer.
You can be.
Because I want to boost a girl child.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I try as much as possible to visit that other place called the gym.
The gym, yes.
Yeah, but once in a while, because, you know, change just doesn't happen.
Yes. Yeah, overnight. Yeah, it's
sometimes
true.
You want to wear that fitting dress and
actually for me it's been that there's a dress. It's still in my wardrobe today. I'm not looking at it. So maybe after today's interview I'll get the right size. Na kesho mtaniona. Mtaniona na hiyo nguo. Capital FM. 6th of March, we are in the conversation and we are preparing ourselves for the 10th of March. Let me briefly tell you what's happening on the 10th for all of you who are into outdoor sports and also just taking in breathtaking landscapes. We're going to Elgeyo Marakwet County. Iten is the place and some of you know it as the training ground for some of our marathon runners. But it will be the location for the second leg of the Loop Safari Gravel Series taking place this Sunday, the 10th of March. Now, let me tell you, first edition took place in Tattoo City. If you remember the boys, Kina Martin, Charles, Daddy, they took like a whole week to recover. And it was hot. Let me tell you, when you're not fit in your spirit, there were over 500 participants who took place, and I hear that they did such an amazing job. In fact, I was looking through some of the press releases for last time so that, you know, I know what's happening. Team Amani did the thing. Now, Team Amani literally came through, and it was a group of cyclists made up of Jordan Schleck, Seth Hakizimana, and of course, Eric Muhosa. They emerged triumphant in the 120-kilometer category. It was a very highly contested race that attracted 73 participants. Those 73 people decided to cycle 120 kilometers. Are you hearing? 120. And this like guy came all the way from Uganda. He clocked 4 hours and 3 minutes and 27 seconds to emerge the winner of that category. There are other categories for those of you whose hearts have started beating faster. Let me tell you, you and I will be doing the other ones. Maybe the intermediate at 60 kilometers or the beginner at 20 kilometers. More about that and how to register on www.safariseries.com/registration. Aight? Okay, we're back to our Jam Master in the studio, Miss Diana Igandu of the Lady Luck Shapewear brand. Now, let me tell you about some of the things. When I first got introduced to shapewear, it was that dress. There's always that dress that you're like, I want to wear.
Yes.
I want to wear it. And even when you're buying it, you have a different perception of how you look. Because our brains are powerful things, right? And then it takes one relative to go, okay. And then you start asking yourself, Kwani, is it the color? What is it? It must be the color of the dress.
Yeah.
And then, of course, somebody says, but if you just wear some shapewear, I think it was Spanx at the time. They were like, if you just wear some Spanx, you know, miracles can happen. And I did, and I was like, I'm sold for life, right? And so I think, what was your first encounter in terms of wanting to get into the business, but what was your first encounter wearing innerwear that made you feel, that made you feel this could be a business, because there's more women in the world than men also. Tell us what that journey was like.
We started off selling lingerie, like normal lingerie.
Like but for sex, or sex for Valentine's,
you know,
those
it's
ones.
A bit too late to dogo to dogo. To and dogo then
you wear for 2 minutes, alafu zinatoka.
Zinatolewa. And then I got pregnant.
Oh my God. What are the chances?
Those things work.
They work.
Yeah. So after getting pregnant, so now this is me. I want to wear those dresses you're talking about. Like the dresses I used to wear. But I'm feeling so uncomfortable because everything has shifted. You know? My body was different. But I had this one short pair of Spanx, actually, as you say. My mom had been given. And now it couldn't fit her. So she's like, you know what? Take it. I wore it. And then every Sunday, going to church, I used to wear it. And I remember telling my husband, Eddie, one day, I love these things. I don't know what I would do without
them.
And you know,
and they were like your Sunday best.
And then he's those people who analyze everything, you know, overanalyzing. Then he's like, do you think your friends will like it if you bring for them? Because most of the times, that time we were selling door to door, we were taking things around. I was like, I don't know, let me try. We brought in a few and it was a game changer for us, honestly. So a lot of demand came in and I could see, like, a woman puts it on and her face just brightens. Even in the shops right now, someone comes in, they're like, oh, I have this to wear to the wedding. Some of them come with the outfit even.
ready to wear, to try.
And they're not confident how they're going to look in this outfit. But as soon as they wear the shapewear, that's it. A day is made. Confidence boosted.
So how many outlets do you have? Did you, where did you start? Where was your first shop? How many do you have now? Because I don't know. Do you have one here at Two Rivers?
No, we don't have.
You don't have. You know, the Two Rivers, there's a deal coming up for Easter that I'll share about. And I'm wondering if this could, you know, people have been fasting. So maybe they've lost some weight. And maybe now they can come and, like, you know, have even more confidence to wear that outfit. So where are you currently located?
So we started off so humbly in our home. I used to do, like, picking calls and talking on the phone, and I would sound so professional. I was like, hello, Lady Luck. That time I'm just saying, if this baby cries, you know. And people know I'm selling from the house.
They're like, is that Baby Luck or Lady Luck?
You know, what did you say? And my hubby used to do deliveries. He used to walk around Nairobi. He comes back with swollen feet. I had to do ice baths for him. But God has been good to us. Over, it's been 10 years now.
Since you started?
Since we started. And we currently have four branches. We have a branch at Sarit Center. At Village Market. At the Hilton. And recently at Galleria Mall.
So next will be Two Rivers. I'm just, you know me, I just want to be able to dash from to radio,
we'll
go and grab, go
online.
Do my hair, go to the gig. You know, like, too, but
we
you can
deliver. To your home.
Okay.
At the comfort of your home.
What's been the most surprising thing about being on this journey?
Most surprising thing is, first of all, I did not know how women are really affected by perception of themselves. Not even of others, but of themselves. So there are so many women who come, and to me, they look so beautiful. Even if you, you know, your tummy is big, whatever, it looks so beautiful. But they feel so low inside. That was one very surprising thing. And another one is how much hard work you have to put in to grow a business. It looks very easy from outside. It looks glamorous and flamboyant. Look at us now here on radio, you know.
After 10 years, only 10 years.
You know, with a new accent and everything.
Our accents change when you get to Ruaka. It's not just you.
It looks flamboyant and everything, but it's hard work.
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe walk us through that entrepreneurial journey. I mean, you've started by sharing, you started at your home.
Yes.
Nice professional voice there, yes, hoping the child doesn't make noise.
Yes.
Husband being the delivery boy and the package packer.
You know? Yeah.
And so the journey, so how long did it take for you to say break even? Mm. Like get your first store set up?
Yeah.
What's that journey like? Because I'm sure there's somebody who's listening who maybe wants to start their entrepreneurial journey or has started it and they're still in their house.
Yeah.
What would you say to that person in terms of how long it's taken you and some of the lessons you've learned?
I think every journey is different. Mm. But for us, it has taken 6 years for us to be in the first store.
Mm-hmm.
And all this time, there were feelings of so much pressure that you're not growing as fast as you want. Mm. It's very important to have the person, like for us, I'm the brain behind the product, the marketing, you know, the looks and everything.
Yes.
And my husband on the other side is a more strategic person, finance and everything. So we've been clashing a lot, you know, because me, I want to spend.
Yes.
And him, he wants to conserve,
you
know, as it is, But having someone who can see the business from a wider, like a wider lens, is very important, especially for a small business, because when you're alone, you tend to see things your own way.
Mm.
So I would advise everyone to always have someone else who brings in some kind of strength to them, and then take it a step at a time.
Mm.
Do not compare. Be frugal in the beginning. I mean, if it means not going for those trips when you're watching families going to Mombasa, you don't.
Yeah.
And that's the thing people don't see. In the beginning, you really
the
have
sacrifices.
To, you have to sacrifice a lot. You don't even sleep sometimes.
Mm.
I remember when I was, just the other day, I gave birth to my twins. And in hospital,
so now they are three.
Now they're almost three, yeah. I was still working.
You know me, the way my brain works, you'll just forgive me. So now you went back to where the Langaris.
You know, it's a whole game plan here, June. You have to see it as it is. We give you the lingerie.
But I like it because life is continuing. Yes.
Yeah.
Pregnant so snatch. That's the loop.
Yes, that's the loop.
Okay, so the twins are now here.
Yeah. And we had to continue working at all times.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as you grow, you delegate, you get some more free time.
Yes.
But, I mean, this is life.
It is. It is. I like that. I like that about what you're sharing. It's just because work doesn't mean life stops.
Yes.
You know, somebody told me there's no such thing as work-life balance. It's all the same thing. It's
like
all
that.
The same thing.
Yeah, something has to give.
Mm.
And I think trying to curate your life in such a way you enjoy your work because it's part of your life
is necessary.
Yeah, and you include your family in it is quite necessary.
Capital FM. Welcome back to The Jam on 98.4 Capital FM, where we play you the best bops. That's what we do right here on your best mix of music. June Gashui, Martin Karaoke, and of course, it is Hump Day Wednesday, and I am reminding you that exercise is a thing God has said you must do. All right, go read it. It's somewhere in your Bible. I don't know where, but we'll find it. And of course, the Loop Gravel Series, Safari Series, actually, is what is happening this Sunday, the 10th of March, in Iten. That's in Elgeyo Marakwet County. Now, I was telling you that there are three categories that you can register for. Extreme, 120 kilometers. Intermediate, 60 kilometers. Beginner, 20 kilometers. Or you can just be a participant who watches, like June Gashui. All right, and you can stand a chance to not only conquer challenging terrains, but also claim coveted titles and impressive prize money. Some of the people who participated last year got some of that good money and got some really good titles. I talked to you about the 120 kilometer. And then, of course, in the 60 kilometer category last February in Tatu City, Raymond Mushiri and Tristan Byrne of Team Bicycelli, I think they really thought hard about that name. They emerged the champions of the 60 kilometer category, beating a field of 158 cyclists who registered for that category. Now, I want to jump straight to the money because some of you are like, nah, I don't know if this is what I want to do. Hey, if you can win about 100,000 shillings, that's what the winners in the elite category pocketed. And of course, the team winners banking 250 Kenya 250,000 Kenya shillings in prize money. So you don't want to miss this. And of course, this is organized by the Loop Digital Financial Services, DFS. And it's really a way of promoting cycling as part of a sport, but also positioning the country as a top cycling destination. And of course, Loop DFS CEO Eric Morioki really, really was excited about just how well the first leg went. And we're very excited for the second leg. So make sure you register on safariseries.com/registration and don't say I didn't tell you so. All right. We want to say a big thank you to Diana Igandu, who has been our jam master. But before I let you go, Diana, I got a couple questions for you.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, International Women's Day is coming up.
Yes.
And in the spirit of inclusivity, I want to know, do you have shapewear for men? Because there's some people who are asking me some questions. Oh, men's also have, do you know, after they've had children, they also sort of.
I know.
So do you have shapewear for lucky men?
Well, we have shapewear for women, which will benefit the men when we wear and lingerie. So it's for them also somehow through us.
I like it. Everything is for them
at the end of the day.
It's good to know if there are men out there who maybe want it for like posture. Does it help with posture as well?
Yes, corsets do help with posture and correcting your, you know, like when you give birth, sometimes you have it's called dialysis recti, where your abdomen separates. Yeah. So it helps bring you back together, snatch you.
Help the snatching.
You know, this is not new. Yeah. People did it from way back.
They used to use lessos. Yeah. And then one pulls from this side and one.
Exactly.
So instead of having
all that, like,
so you have taken away
technology. You
labor.
Know.
You have taken away employment. This is what you have.
Exactly. So you can do it yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. So we don't have for men at the moment.
Yes.
Maybe one day.
Okay.
But for now, we're catering to the women.
All right. So what do you have in store for the women? If I'm looking for something this International Women's Day, are there fun offers I can come and enjoy at your stores?
Yes. We're celebrating women this weekend with a weekend offer, 10% off your bras.
Yes.
And you can come in, get free fitting for your bra. It's good to know your bra size,
it
as you said. Come and fit the shapewear. If you ever have any misconception about, you know, comfort and all that, just come and try. Pop in any of our stores, as I mentioned.
Mm.
We're at Sarit Center. We are at the Hilton Hotel. At Village Market, and also at the Galleria Mall.
Okay.
Yeah, and we can also order online, and we'll deliver to you.
Okay, and online, where can we find you?
Is it on just Twitter?
Yes.
On Instagram,
yes.
Facebook, and also website,
okay.
www.ladylakshapewear.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
So these are our shoshos, our moms, all the way down to, as long as the body has changed a certain way, you can,
and if
even adolescents, I guess.
The lady previously was talking about going to the gym.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Everyone can use a body shaper.
Okay.
Yeah. From whatever age. Of course, we don't sell to kids
because
there's no point.
Yes.
Yeah, but we have undergarment for kids as well.
Okay.
For younger girls.
Yes.
So you're all welcome.
Okay.
Yeah. Come feel the magic of Lady Luck
Shapewear. I like that. Come feel the magic of Lady Luck Shapewear.
Yes.
And the men you hear, we have not forgotten you. If we look comfortable.
Yes.
Atanini mutafurai.
Mutafurai.
I'm just talking about, it's you specifically I was asking about. Where? You know yourself. You're the one who was whispering for me. Ask her about guys. All right. Thank you so much, Diana Igandu, our jam master today.
You.
I've really enjoyed this conversation. Thank you
me
so
too.
Much. And
for
all of you out
me.
There who've been wondering about shapewear, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's more about the comfort and how it makes you feel inside.
Exactly. Capital FM.